From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A jury in Northern Virginia heard arguments today in a case against a Muslim scholar. Ali Al-Tamimi faces a 10-count federal indictment that he encouraged young men from a Virginia mosque to wage jihad in Afghanistan after the September 11th attacks. Tamimi's attorneys told the jury that he's being persecuted because of his religious beliefs and because he opposes U.S. foreign policy. NPR's Larry Abramson was in the courtroom and joins us now. Larry, I understand this trial is linked to another big terrorism case in Northern Virginia.
Right, Robert. You recall the prosecutors got convictions last year against nine men accused of forming what they called a jihad network. These guys bought firearms and they engaged in military training on paintball fields in order to prepare for battle against U.S. forces and others that they consider to be hostile to Islam. Ali Al-Tamimi is a well-known Islamic scholar who lectured at the Center for Islamic Information and Education in Falls Church, Virginia. Many of these young men who were practicing paintball went to the center, and they say that Tamimi was regarded as a kind of a theological rock star at this place, and that his followers would pretty much do anything that he told them to do. Tamimi told these young men that 9/11 was a kind of sign that turbulent times are coming, according to prosecutors, and that they should prepare for jihad, for a battle against U.S. And other forces that they consider to be enemies of Islam. And some of these men actually went over there, trained in training camps in Pakistan, and were trained by a group that is opposed to the Indian presence in the disputed area of Kashmir. And for that, prosecutors say Tamimi could be sentenced to as long as a life sentence for 10 different counts.
This is what the prosecutors said. What did Tamimi's defense lawyers say?
Well, his attorneys say that first, this is not some wild-eyed radical. This man just got a PhD in computational biology. He's worked on defense-related projects. And they say he lectured for free about Islamic issues purely out of devotion to his faith. They say he may have urged some people to go home back to Islamic countries after September 11th, but that was only for their own safety. And they say the U.S. government, after all, was sending Saudi citizens back to Saudi Arabia for their own safety, so there's nothing wrong with that. They say that the government witnesses who testify against Al-Tamimi are going to be appearing in orange jumpsuits because they've been convicted of serious crimes themselves, and they're really just cooperating in order to reduce their sentences. So they say that some of Tamimi's views are ugly. They're even hateful. He even said once that the crash of the space shuttle Columbia was a good omen presaging the downfall of Western supremacy, but they said those views are not illegal.
So is it a freedom of speech or freedom of religion, First Amendment defense?
In part, the government has been stressing that it's going to go after anybody who gives any kind of aid to terrorism, as you know. And in this case, they're saying, well, in this case, he gave ideological aid, that he was urging people to go fight U.S. forces. But the defense is also saying that the government's case is weak. One prosecution witness, for example, said that when Tamimi heard about what he was doing at these paintball practices, he told them, well, why don't you just go play soccer if you want to stay in shape?
Now, all of this is happening in a Virginia courthouse that is it's a familiar venue for big terror-related cases.
Terror Central, that's right. We have the same judge, Leonie Brinkema, as in the Zacharias Moussaoui trial, which hasn't gotten going yet. The same place where these paintball proceedings were held. And it's the same place where Abdurrahman Alamoudi, a prominent Muslim activist, pleaded guilty to funneling money to Libya. This place is well rehearsed in very tight security. And it was very interesting to see them, screening people for weapons, and then at some point in the trial, though, they had to bring six assault rifles in because they were evidence in the trial.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.